And you find Edwards, Van der Leeuw. This letter was... Our guest tonight is Major Donald E. Kehoe, U.S. Marine Corps retired, a veteran of 35 years of civilian and military flying experience. Major Kehoe was aide to Colonel Charles Lindbergh on Lindy's tour of the country after the historic transatlantic flight. A well-known aviation writer, in 1950, Major Kehoe brought out his bestseller, Flying Saucers Are Real, which stirred up a real tempest. And in 1953, another bestseller, Flying Saucers from Outer Space, books based on material from Air Force and Canadian official sources. Major Kehoe, what are the most recent developments in this field of unidentified flying objects?
There are three very important developments which have been kept from the public. In the first place, there is at least one, and possibly two, artificial satellites circling the Earth at the present time. An intensive effort is being made by government scientists at Fort Sam, New Mexico, to locate and chart the courses of these satellites in an effort to determine what they are and where they came from. Secondly, within the last 2 weeks, Canadian government scientists have notified all official skywatches to be especially alert and to report immediately any unidentified aerial hunting. The third development, which has been kept secret, is this. In the closing week of March, Air Force Secretary Talbot made two trips to Palm Springs, California in an Air Force plane. On one of those trips, shortly after the plane had passed Fresno, California, the crew of Secretary Talbot's plane discovered that it was being followed by a large, silvery disc-shaped object, which was flying about 1,000 feet below the Secretary's plane and about 1,000 feet distant. The unidentified object was seen by Secretary Talbot, the crew of his plane, and Secretary Talbot's aide, who accompanied him on the trip. After watching the disc for several minutes, Secretary Talbot ordered his plane to swing around and approach him. The object immediately accelerated and disappeared at high speed. This was a daylight sighting of long duration by credible personnel and under very favorable conditions. In view of the tremendous amount of evidence that is being concealed by Air Force secrecy, it is high time the American people demanded to know the facts.
Thank you very much, Major Donald E. Kehoe, U.S. Marine Corps, retired.